Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and before we get into this episode, I wanted to remind you to check out our other Western podcasts released daily by going to otrwesterns.com or searching OTR Westerns in your podcast app of choice. I also wanted to invite you to check out our other podcast channel releasing non-Western shows by going to otnetcast.com or by searching OTNetcast in your podcast app of choice. Now let's get into this episode. This episode is going to be The Adventures of Wild Bill Hickok. Original air date is January 18th, 1952, and the title is The Secret of the Hard Luck Mine. Let's get into it, and thanks for listening.
Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, presents
Wild Bill Hickok!
Hiya, folks, hold on to your hats and gallop along with Guy Madison as Wild Bill Hickok and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you from the world's only talkin' cereal, Snap, Crackle, and Pop. Kellogg's Rice Krispies!
Today, Kellogg's Rice Krispies brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story of The Secret of the Hard Luck Mine. Talk about good eats. There's nothing tastes better than the talking cereal Kellogg's Rice Krispies. They're fun to eat. And you know, they tell you how crisp and fresh they are. Yes, sir, when you put the milk or cream to them, they talk right up. Snap, crackle, pop. That's what they say. Listen to them tomorrow morning. Have a big bowl of them tomorrow morning. Ask Mom to get you some from the store today. Gold is where you find it, they say. But in the Old West, there was gold where nobody could find it, in a lost gold mine. Until United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his deputy Jingles went to a birthday party at Walt Mason's ranch and stumbled into The Secret of the Hard Luck Mine.
Well, Nugget, ain't you going to make a speech to the folks on your first birthday? Come on, baby. Now, come on, say something. Bill, did you hear that? She said jingles, plain as day.
Well, Walt, who's going to cut Nugget's cake for?
Well, I reckon that's Jimmy's chore. Seeing as how he's her big brother. How about it, Jimmy?
Sure, I'll do it.
Yeah, and I'll help you, Jimmy. Come on. Yeah.
You've sure done a good job, Walt, taking care of Jimmy and Nugget since their dad passed away.
Oh, shucks. Jimmy's the one who should get the credit. That boy's bringing us both up proper.
Hey, mister, I'm a stranger in these parts. Hope you don't mind me horning in on your party.
Oh, it ain't my party, son. It's Nugget's. But she's mighty glad to have you. The more the merrier.
Oh, thanks. My name's Clover. Leroy Clover. Most folks call me Fourleaf, count if I'm so lucky.
I'm glad to know you, Fourleaf. I'm Walt Mason, and this here's James Butler Hickok. Well, most folks call him Wild Bill.
Oh, howdy, Marshal. Didn't know you without your six gun.
Yeah, hardly know myself. But this is one party where everyone checks their hardware at the door.
Nugget, don't stick your fist in that cake. Doggone it, Bill. She's getting to the age now. She's just got to go poking into everything.
Well, that kid, Mason, she ain't yours, is she?
Well, almost. You see, Jimmy's all the kin she's got left. First, they lost their ma, and then their daddy when he was trying to find that lost gold mine over by Arroyo Diablo.
Oh, yeah, the hard luck mine. I heard about that. Fact is, that's what really brought me to these parts.
How do you mean, Clover?
Well, I figure with my luck, I might just find it. Knock on wood.
Well, son, lots of folks have tried. But the only kind of luck we ever had was bad. Like Nugget's paw.
Well, Nugget, it's time to open your presents now.
That's pretty.
Hey, now, pretty, she says. Wait till you see what's inside it, honey. It's a pair of little silver spurs, Jimmy.
Oh, boy. Open it, Nugget.
Hey, come back here, baby. Where you going?
Doggone it, Bill. There she goes again. She's always trying to get that engine pot down off of the table. Oh, look out! Oh, Nugget!
Oh, now you done it, Nugget. Busted that pretty pot. Now, ain't you ashamed of yourself? Well, I reckon she ain't. Now, come back and open your present.
Oh, I'll get her. Come here, kid. That's right. Hey, what's this you got here?
What is it, mister?
Well, I'll be... All right, stand back, everybody.
Huh? Hey, now, what's wrong with you, you loco sheep herder? Where'd you get that gun? Now, put it down before I take it away from you.
Easy, Jingles. Too many people here. Somebody might get hit.
Yeah. Just like I told you, Hickok, I'm lucky. You know what's on this paper? A map. A map her daddy hid in that pot. He did find the hard luck mine after all. Yeah, only when I find it, I'm changing the name. It's the Lucky Nugget from now on.
You better put away your gun, Clover. There's no need for that. Let's take a look at that map.
Not on your life. I found it, and nobody's taking it away from me. Just stand back, like I said.
Hey, Wild Bill, we gotta do something. He's backing out the door with the map.
Can't take any chances with these people here, Jimmy. Not yet. Hold on now, folks. Stay back. That's a trigger-happy hombre, but we'll catch up with him.
Yeah, and when we do, Bill, his luck's sure gonna run out.
Slim and I have been a-wondering, kids, do you know the sure way to have a rip-snorting good day? Well, first thing to do is start it off right with... You say it, Slim.
Start off right with a breakfast.
Wait, Slim, you sing it.
Oh, sure enough. Good Rice Krispies, snap, crackle, and pop. Kids, it's a wonderful thing to hear the talking cereal. It makes you want to sing all about snap, crackle, and pop. Rice Krispies, good for you. They're fun to listen to, fun to eat. Eat Kellogg's Rice Krispies.
We do. Yes, sir, and I hope you have those good Rice Krispies at your ranch, too, partner. They're real fun. When you pour the milk on them, they talk. They go snap, crackle, pop. That's their way of telling you how crisp and fresh they are. And once you taste them, you'll know how good they are. Try them with berries or sliced fruit. My, they're good that way. Mm-hmm. Now, you better have your mom get some. Don't you think so? Just ask her to get...
Good Rice Krispies, they snap, crackle, and pop. Kids, it's a wonderful thing to hear the talking cereal. It makes you want to sing all about snap, crackle, and pop. Rice Krispies, good for you. They're fun to listen to, fun to eat. Eat Kellogg's Rice Krispies.
We do. That's the dish for breakfast tomorrow morning, bucko. Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Remember that for sure. Now let's get back to Wild Bill Hickok. At her birthday party, when Little Nugget broke an Indian vase, Lucky Leroy Clover found a map inside of it. A map to the lost gold mine. Pulling a gun on the startled crowd, Clover has escaped with a map. Now Bill, Jingles, and Jimmy are following his trail, but a sudden rainstorm has slowed them down.
Doggone the doggone luck, Bill. This doggone rain's blotted out them doggone tracks already.
Yeah, can't see a sign of his trail anymore.
Sure looks like Clover's luck is holding out.
Oh, how are we ever going to catch up with him, Bill?
Well, he's looking for the hard luck mine.
But golly, Wild Bill. Nobody knows where that is.
Your dad knew, Jimmy, when he drew that map.
Yeah, we were living by Arroyo Diablo then.
Well, I reckon we better ride for Arroyo Diablo. Now, what in tarnation is that?
Hold on. Somebody's coming around that bend. Ooh, but Judd, ooh.
Whoa, Jugger, whoa. Holy jumping Jehoshaphat.
What kind of rig is that, Wild Bill?
Pots and pans hanging all over. The stovepipe sticking out of the roof.
Looks like some kind of a traveling store.
Yeah. Hey, there's some writing on the side, too.
It says, Tobias Llewellyn, dry goods and notions.
All right, let's stop him. Maybe he's seen Clover. Howdy, mister.
Whoa, Josephine. At ease, pet. Ah, we have customers. Greetings, friends. A lovely day.
Huh? I did this concern rain pouring in my ears so bad. I thought you said it's a lovely day.
And so I did. So I did. Without the showers, we'd have no flowers. Am I right?
Huh? Well, maybe so, but this ain't no time
Look,
for that.
Look, mister. My name's Hickok. I'm a federal marshal. This is my deputy, Jingles.
Yeah, and this here's my deputy, Jimmy.
Officers of the law, I salute you. My name is Tobias Llewellyn, but you can call me Toby. Now, how about a bottle of silver polish? Shine up those badges.
Not today, thanks. We're looking for a man. Thought you might have seen him.
A fugitive from justice, eh? Well, he'll come to no good end, friend. For he who takes what isn't his'n, sooner or later lands in prison. Am I right?
Well, did you see him or didn't you?
Not a sign of the rascal. And I see everyone. And those I don't see saw me first.
Now, what do you mean by that?
They hear me coming. My slogan is, from dawn to dusk, from night to morn, Tobias Llewellyn blows his horn.
Whoa, 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 Joker. Now, cut that out. We'll make him stop that infernal tooting.
Now, wait a minute. You've just given me an idea, Toby.
Huh? You mean like wrapping that trumpet around his neck?
No, listen to this, Jingles. Clover made tracks for the Hard Luck Mine on short notice, partner. And it takes a lot of things to work a mine. He's got to get supplies somewhere.
Yeah, but he don't dare show his nose in town for 50 miles around. They're all on the lookout for him.
Don't you see, Jingles? With that bugle of his, Toby can make Clover come to him.
Huh? You mean that terrible tooting's good for something after all?
Sure. He'll hear it and come out of his hiding place.
Yeah, then Toby can lead us right to him, huh?
Right. How about it, Toby? You want to help?
Why, nothing could give me greater pleasure. Let's see now. I ought to have a slogan for that. Yes. From coast to coast and border to border, Tobias Llewellyn for law and order.
Yeah, that's a spirit, Toby. And here's one for you. If you get in a jam, which you probably will, just stop and holler for Wild Bill.
In this shaft for near 4 hours now. It's getting dark outside.
Forget it, Red. Just look at that gold. Pure yellow gold. Here. Let me lift this lantern. Now. Yeah. Look at that vein.
Yeah.
Thick as a fence post and stretching back down that shaft halfway through this mountain. There's just no end to it.
Yeah, Four Leaf. Just like you always said. You're the luckiest man alive.
Sure, and this is my luckiest day. Imagine I'm calling this the Hard Luck Mine.
Hey, look out. Hey, what's going on? What's making them rocks fall in here?
Here's a mighty old diggings, Wally. The timbers is awful rotten. When we blasted them boulders loose at the opening, we must have shook the supports loose.
Yeah? Well, I'll shore it up with new timbers tomorrow. Tonight I'm staying here with my gold.
Huh? What do you mean, your gold? Ain't we partners?
Not this time, Red. Nobody's getting my gold. Not you, nor nobody else.
But I helped you. I planted the dynamite to blast them boulders away from the opening. You never could have done it without me. I got something coming for that, ain't I?
Huh? Yeah. I reckon you have got something coming at that, Red.
Sure. I knew you'd see it my way. But now I know where the gold is, you gotta cut me in. Hey, Foley, what's the gun for?
Three guesses, Red. Now just start walking down that shaft.
Oh, now wait a minute. You gone local or something?
No. You see, it ain't only that I'm lucky, Red. I don't take no chances neither, and I ain't taking no chances on you.
Oh, Foley, let me out of here. Wait, don't. You gotta give me a chance.
We can't all be lucky, Red.
Comes somebody now. Whoa, my pet. And oh, what an ugly brute he is. Strange looking things crawl out of their holes after the rain, Josephine. Greetings. Good morning, friend.
Howdy, mister. What you selling?
Anything your heart desires, friend. Pistols, porridge, pots and pans, skirts and shirts, tobacco cans. Soap and rope and shoes and spats, boots and saddles, coach and hat.
All right. You got coffee, beans, canned cow, flapjack flour, stuff like that?
The best in the West, friend.
Well, what do you know? Talk about luck. I need a pick and shovel, too, and a couple of lanterns and a few sticks of dynamite.
Why, you don't say. Sounds like you've got a sweet little claim hidden away up in those hills, eh? Well, whoever would have thought it?
Huh? Never mind what I got up there. You're too nosy, mister, and you talk too much, but you ain't talking to nobody about this. Now, climb down off of the wagon.
What? Oh, but friend, Why, that gun, friend, that's not friendly.
I'm taking your wagon, Loudmouth, and you're taking a one-way trip to Boot Hill.
You mean...
Just what I said. Climb down and say your prayers, mister.
Well, so be it. You know, my motto is, when it's time to go, go. But you wouldn't deny me a last request, friend.
Such as?
I should like to commemorate this solemn occasion by playing taps on my trumpet, sir.
Well, go ahead. It's your funeral.
Yes. Well said. Now, let's see, how does that start?
You better get it right. There ain't gonna be no encore.
Well, here goes.
That's the cavalry charge. That ain't trapped.
It is for you, friend. Look, up in those rocks.
Huh? Well, with Hickok and two others riding this way.
Ah, yes, fast, aren't they?
So, trick me, did you? Well, take that!
All right, stand still so I can plug you.
Take your time and try again, friend. Hickok's nearly here.
All right, but I'll get you yet, mister. Come on, horse. Let's go.
Ah, Jingles, James, and William in the nick of time.
Oh, but you're... Oh, boy. Good work, Toby.
Oh, Yogi, you all right, Toby?
I think so. Did I flush your pigeon, boy?
That's him all right.
Yeah, come on, Bill. He's heading up in them rocks.
Let's give him a good start, Jingles. He's leading us to the mine.
Yeah, come on, Bill. Let's smoke the buzzard out.
Right. You stay here, Toby.
With pleasure, William. Discretion is the better part of valor.
And, Jimmy, you better stay with Toby.
Oh, gee, wow, Bill. I want to come with you.
Well, all right, but stay back of us. Let's go, Jingles.
Hi, Bacho.
Come, Joker. Keep your head down, Jimmy. That maverick up there means business.
Right, Jingles.
Yeah, Clover can cover all this narrow pass from that cliff.
Yeah, and we can't see him inside the shaft to shoot back.
Hey, wow, Bill, look. The rocks above the mine are starting to fall.
That storm must have washed them loose.
Yeah, if that local critter don't get out of there, why, the whole mountain's going to come down on him.
Clover! Listen! Stop shooting and come out. There's a landslide starting up there.
Oh, you're popping, Hickok! Nothing's going to happen to me! I'm lucky, see?
Look out, Jimmy.
I tell you, that owl hoot's gone plumb crazy, Bill.
Yeah, gold does that to a man sometimes. Hey, wait a minute. Maybe I can reach him after all.
Huh? What are you talking about, Bill?
It's a 1,000,000-to-1 chance, but I gotta take it. You see that dead tree stump sticking out of the rocks just above the mine?
Yeah.
I see it, Wild Bill.
All right. If I can work my way up in the rocks on this side of the pass, I might be able to reach that stump with my rope.
It's a long throw, Bill, and if you made it, what good would it do?
If I can swing across the pass on the rope, drop into the mine opening before Clover knows what's happened.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, hi, Savvy. But what if the stump don't hold?
It's got to hold, partner.
Look out, there goes the local buzzard again. I don't know if he's gold crazy, gun crazy, or just plumb crazy.
Wow, Bill, if he sees you swinging over, he'll pick you off the rope. You'll be a perfect target.
Grease lightning, a good target, Jimmy? It's a long chance, Bill, but it's a chance. What can Jimmy and me do to help?
Stay here and shoot high to keep him interested. I've got to get halfway up this side of the pass without him seeing me.
We'll do it, Wild Bill. Good luck.
Hey, Clover! How much gold you got in there? Huh? Bet you never found no gold at all.
I found it all right, and I'm keeping it too.
Good shot, Four-Leaf. You're getting closer every time. Hey, Jimmy, can you see Bill yet?
Yeah, Jingle. He's just crawling out on a rock up there, filling the loop with his rope.
Yeah, if Clover sees him, we're sunk. I gotta get him looking at me.
No, Jingles, don't stand up.
I'm gonna see how good a shot that polecat really is. Here I am, Clover! I'm coming over there and fill my vest pockets with some of your gold!
I'll fill them with lead for you, fat boy!
Woo, he's a pretty fair shot at that. I nearly put on weight sudden that time.
It'll work, Jingles. Look, Bill's hooked the stump with his rope.
Yeah, if only Clover don't see him now.
He's pulling the rope tight, getting ready to swing.
I see you, Hickok!
Look out, Wild Bill!
Too late, Jimmy, there he goes.
Start shooting, Jingles.
Friends, this is Charlie Lyon and Slim, the singing cowboy again. I've been asking Slim if he ever did any bronco busting, and he says...
I say that in my day I've been tossed off some highly flexible horses, which is one reason I'd rather talk about Rice Krispies right now.
Oh, you would?
Mm-hmm.
All right, tell us something we don't already know about Kellogg's Rice Krispies.
Well, sir, now, if you've been eating breakfast regular-like, you should know practically all about Rice Krispies. You know how good they taste, how fresh and crisp. You know they're the talking cereal. Why, they're the only talking cereal in this whole doggone world.
Why are Rice Krispies the talking cereal?
Because they talk, you know that's why. When you pour milk on them, they just talk right up to you. Snap, crackle, and pop. To tell you how fresh and crisp they are. Remember that little song about them? Good Rice Krispies, snap, crackle, and pop. Kids, it's a wonderful thing to hear the talking cereal. It makes you want to sing all about snap, crackle, and pop. Rice Krispies, good for you. They're fun to listen to and they're fun to eat. Eat Kellogg's Rice Krispies. We do.
Yes, you'll enjoy Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Have some soon. Fruit or berries combined with them deliciously. How about having them that way tomorrow morning for breakfast? Now back to Wild Bill Hickok.
Wild Bill lassos a dead tree stump above the mine shaft in a desperate trick to reach the opening and come to grips with the crazed gunman Leroy Clover. As Bill swings across the pass on his rope, Clover sees him and fires. But Bill lets go of the rope and drops down on top of the killer, feet first.
Heads up, Clover, here I come. Looks like I'm lucky too, Clover. Drop that gun.
Got him, boy, Bill.
Hold him, Bill, we're coming.
You'll never get my gold. Kick up.
I didn't come for your gold, Clover.
You're not taking me, neither.
We'll see about that.
Look out, Bill, them rocks are coming down.
Stay back, Jingles! Jimmy, get back there! Don't come any closer!
Let me up, Hickok!
Clover, now listen. We have to run for it while we can.
I ain't leaving my gold, lawman.
We'll be buried alive here if this avalanche starts.
I'm staying!
I'm gonna save your neck whether you like it or not. No time to argue.
Look, that'll cool him off, now to pack him out of here.
Wow, Bill! You made it!
Are you all right, Bill?
Sure. We got to get away from here before that avalanche comes down.
Looks like it's starting. Let's run.
Can you carry him all right, Bill?
Yeah, I'm doing fine. Now let's hurry it up.
Here it comes! Whew, well, I reckon that's that, Bill.
Yeah, there's nothing we can do now. The mine's buried under thousands of tons of solid rock.
Yeah, lucky Leroy Clover won't need the mine when he's in jail.
The whole shape of that mountain's changed. I'm afraid nobody will find it again.
It's brought us nothing but trouble, Wild Bill. Maybe it's better if nobody does find it.
Yeah, Jimmy, you may be right at that. Well, come on, let's get out of here.
Get up, Josephine. New horizons lie ahead. New vistas, new adventures.
Yes, sir, Toby, and new troubles for me and Wild Bill.
Never fear when Llewellyn's near. My slogan is, when troubles come and you need a friend, Tobias Llewellyn is one till the end.
Oh, doggone it, Toby. Stop tooting that doggone pumpkin.
Yeah, and kick up those horses. I want to get back to Nugget's birthday party.
Yeah. Hey, and say, that reminds me, Bill. We never did finish eating the birthday cake. My slogan is, Jingles don't mind a stomach ache if he gets it eating chocolate cake.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison, and Andy Devine.
That's our Wild Bill Hickok story for today, folks. Be with us again on Monday, will you?
Yes, sir, because we're going to tell you about a young fellow just out of jail and how he gets involved in a shooting and a pack of trouble. It's a rip-snorter called an outlaw's revenge.
Meanwhile, Andy and I hope you'll remember to get Kellogg's Rice Krispies.
Right. It's the world's only talking cereal.
You bet it is. Andy and I think Kellogg's Rice Krispies are great. So long.
See you Monday.
Yes, sir. Kellogg, the greatest name in cereals, has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Jerry Hausner, Ed Max, John Stevenson, and Jeff Silver. Our director is Paul Pierce, music by Dick Orant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. And don't forget to listen Monday, same time, same station, when Wild Bill Hickok faces an outlaw's revenge. Now, this is Charlie Lyon speaking for Kellogg's Rice Krispies, the world's only talking cereal. Kellogg's Corn Flakes, America's favorite ready-to-eat cereal. And Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops, the cereal with the sweetening already on it.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook by going to OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. Subscribe to our YouTube channel by going to OTRWesterns.com/YouTube. And send us an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. You can call and leave us a voicemail, 707-986-8739. This episode is copyright under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and thanks for listening.